Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Vada Pinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Niles Nyman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson fires to first and picks off Patek. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Varney and he is safe. Otis steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett throws to second for one, and White throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dent moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Varney and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball four. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Hairston moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive towards left. Wolford catches it and throws to second to double up Hairston. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-1 in the game. Varney hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Melton reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson scores. Melton moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-2 in the game. Nyman hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford bunts in front of the plate. Varney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to third. Wolford moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields it and throws to home to get Cowens. Wolford moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Coluccio now playing left field. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Brett reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's Royals, 3. White Sox, 3. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Nyman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Niles Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-3 in the game. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-3 in the game. Varney strikes out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coluccio, who is chasing the ball. Cowens reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. Mayberry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Patton now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 5-4, Royals. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.